98.1 KZE. It's Friends Day, brought to you by the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. Today, our guest is Peter Kahlo. He will be playing at Rojan Brewery this Friday and many other places upcoming, which we'll talk about after we hear a song from Westchester, New York. It's Peter Kahlo. KZE. Peter Kahlo is my guest in the studio today. You can catch him playing in this format, solo acoustic on Friday.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
which is not the norm. It sounds like you are you're usually in a band.
You know, I bounce back and forth between like solo gigs, being a backup musician, playing electric guitar, what have you. You know,
yeah,
singing or just not even singing. I love it all.
It's not a bad living.
Not a bad way to make a living.
You're an incredible guitar player.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I've never played this instrument out live. This is my Gibson. A guy named Chris Chavez rebuilt it for me, and it's a 1971 Gibson J50.
Oh, beautiful.
It sounds nice.
Do you know anything about its history?
Yeah, it was like a pile of wood, and he redid it, and it's like unbelievable.
Yeah.
I was in his shop And he handed it to me, and when he would work on my instruments, he'd go, "Hey, just, you know, check this out." He wouldn't even say anything. He just handed it to me. And I went, hold it. What is this? And I love it, you know.
Yeah. It does. It has a beautiful sound.
Thank you.
How long have you been playing?
Oh, high school?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What got you into it?
You know, everybody my age, the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
I came from Northern Alberta. You know, we were playing hockey, and somebody said, "You know, this band's going to be on Ed Sullivan," and that was it. I was hooked. You know.
Yep.
I was probably hooked before, but you know, that really
clinched it.
Yeah. I mean, the song that really just like blew my mind was a song by the Tornadoes called "Telestar." You know that song?
I don't. No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no. And it was like doom doo 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 with the drums, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh my God, so exciting.
I gotta find it, I'll play it for you.
Oh, it's awesome. It's an awesome tune. And it was like really early using like not electronics, but they had like simulating, because they were putting satellites in space.
Yeah.
So they wanted to have this modern
song. Some distortion.
Oh, it's awesome.
Oh man, that's great.
Yeah.
So you've had quite a career playing guitar, yeah?
Thank you. I mean, that's for you to say. I don't know.
Well, I know you've played with some really incredible people and been on some really cool tours. You got any favorite memories from throughout
your
touring?
Oh boy, that's a
loaded
question. You know, I mean, I'm just, you know, what I tell everybody is I'm just trying to pay the rent. You know, so, you know, recently what's come to mind is because this Leonard Bernstein movie came out, I actually did a gig where I got a featured singing role in the Bernstein Mass, where I sang a featured role and I played guitar at the same time. And I got the gig to play guitar, and then they said, hey, they needed this vocalist to be, the role was called rock singer.
Mm-hmm.
And so they made me audition, and it was the Boston premiere of the Bernstein Mass. And so I got to work with Leonard Bernstein, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was a crazy world for me.
What was he like?
Well, the one thing I remember, well, first of all, he was a beautiful, beautiful guy. I got to have dinner with him, like, and his family, and it was beautiful. He was just such a spiritual man.
Mm.
But one thing I remember is when we did the first performance, and he walked down the aisle to get on stage, I never saw somebody soak up the audience as much as he did. I mean, it was really beautiful, you know? He enjoyed himself. Yeah.
Yeah. Peter Kahlo is my guest. It's delightful to meet you.
Well, likewise.
And I feel like, you know, I'm surprised we haven't crossed paths before.
We have so many mutual friends.
A lot of mutual friends. Brad Cole, of course, who's been here on Friends Day before with
Jerry
Bossa
Marotta
Blue.
Jerry Marotta from Reelin' in the Years.
That's
yeah.
right. Yeah, you play in Reelin' in the Years, which I admire, because as everybody who listens to my show knows, I'm a huge Steely Dan fan.
What's not to like?
Nothing, in my opinion.
I know, right? It's crazy. Their material is amazing.
But you talk to some people who are like, you know, they're like too cool for me.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what to say. I just think they're like, their library is so immense. And can we plug some of those Reelin' in the Years dates?
Let's do it. Yeah.
Yeah,
what do you got coming up? We've got the Strand Theater this Saturday, the 8th.
Saturday, yeah. And that's in Hudson Falls, right?
No, I'm not sure. You would know better than I would.
Hudson Falls.
And then Daryl's House Club in Pauling.
Daryl's House in Pauling.
Love those guys.
On Sunday at 7 o'clock.
Wonderful.
And then we're first time for the band, we're going to be playing the City Winery in Montgomery on July 21st. And that's an afternoon concert, so you can bring the kids.
That's great. I love that they're doing those afternoon concerts.
Right?
Yeah.
That's great, yeah.
July 21st. I actually, maybe if I'm not working a wedding, I'll come to that one.
Yeah, please do.
Because I'm also an old person who likes afternoon music.
And then I'm playing with Brad Cole with Bossa Blue at The Colony on June 21st. And that's an afternoon.
Oh, is that?
That starts early.
Is that an outdoor at the garden situation?
Yes, right, exactly.
Oh, great.
Exactly.
And then tell me about the Blue Spruce benefit.
Right. So Stephen Schaefer, every year they do a benefit for disabled veterans. He calls it the Blue Spruce Concerts, and it's a benefit for disabled vets, like I said, and it's for the United for the Troops.
Mm.
And it's, if you know, I don't have information in terms of, you know, I think you have to RSVP, but if you go to my website, which is Peter Kahlo, C-A-L-O, com, and just there'll be information there on how to contact and, you know, come to that. And that's going to be on a Saturday from 5 to 8 in Yorktown Heights.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wonderful.
All local stuff, really.
Yeah. PeterKahlo.com is the website. So if you need to get a reminder of any of those dates we just rattled off. But the most pressing one is, of course, Friday night at Rojan Brewery. Do you know what time that's going to be?
6 to 8.
6 to 8 at Rojan, and a unique opportunity to see Peter,
you know,
solo.
It's I love that place. Steve and Nancy, they're such wonderful people. And he contacted me after COVID was kind of ending, and he said, hey, would you, you know, because he used to live in my town. I live in Croton-on-Hudson in Westchester. And so he lived there, and he knew who I was, and he called, and it was it's a great place. It's so, the staff, it's such a great hang. Of course, the
Beer's good.
Is great. And it's very casual. It's not really a concert. It's like you just play, and but I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will you give us another one?
I will. This is a song that's on Time Machine, which is my last CD. And this is one that was inspired by my youngest daughter, Molly. She was enthralled with elephants and the whole thing, and she was a drummer, so we kind of put this together called Elephants Never Forget.
Slow, with all she knows.
That was almost a metal breakdown at the end there.
I was almost going to go.
Oh my gosh, don't get me started. Peter Kahlo is my guest on Friends Day, playing with Reelin' in the Years. Several dates coming up, including the 8th at the Strand Theater, and the 9th at Daryl's House Club in Pauling, and the 21st at City Winery Hudson Valley. But you should see him on Friday this week at Rojan Brewing in Hillsdale. Peter, this has been such a delight. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Can I just give a shout out to Rob Benson, who's actually your Red Hook mail carrier, who's
That's
an
right.
incredible songwriter. And I'm producing a record for him. And some of your listeners might know him because he's a local mail carrier and all that. He's a great guy.
Well, send me the record when it's done. I can't wait.
I certainly will. All right. Thanks for having me.
98.1 KZE. Here's your community bulletin board and Vampire Weekend up next.